Title: Jungle Warfare Drumbus Distort Breakdown Using Session View to Arrangement View in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build a classic jungle and drum and bass warfare breakdown in Ableton Live 12, where the drums feel like they're getting chewed up by distortion but in a controlled way. The whole goal is this: we're going to perform the chaos quickly in Session View, resample it to audio, and then commit the best moments into arrangement view so it sounds intentional, tight, and drop ready. Think of this as turning messy distortion into musical edits. Here's the end result we're aiming for: a 16-bar breakdown into a drop. Bars 1 through 8, the drums slowly destabilize, distortion comes in, filtering narrows the sound, and the texture starts to degrade. Bars 9 through 12, we take that resampled chaos and turn it into stutters, retriggers, and reverses. Bars 13 through 16, we go hard on tension, band limit it, mess with resonance, maybe the micro silence, and then slam back into clean drums on the drop so the contrast hits. Let's set up the drums first, and we'll do it in session view because it's faster for auditioning. Create 3 drum tracks, one for your break, like an Amen style break or any tight jungle break, another for kick and snare one shots layered under it for weight, and a third for hats and tops, like shuffled hats or rides. Select those 3 tracks and group them. That's Command or Control G. Name the group drums. Now, before we distort anything, gain stage. Distortion reacts wildly to input level, so if you feed it random levels, you'll get random results. On each drum track, aim for peaks around -10 to -60 BFS. Not a law, just a safe zone. Then on the drums group, put a utility first. This is your calibration knob. Adjust the gain so the group peaks around -6 dB before any effects. The reason is simple. Now the distortion chain behaves predictably. You're designing sound, not wrestling with surprise volume spikes. Now we build the main tool, a 2-chain audio effect rack on the drums group. One chain is the anchor, clean. The other chain is the monster, warfare. The entire trick is blending them so the groove stays readable, while the destruction adds attitude. In the clean chain, start with drum bus. Use drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch low, like 0 to 10%. Boom only if you truly need it, maybe up to 20% around 50 to 70 Hz. Then add glue compressor, 3 millisecond attack, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and set the threshold so you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz, and if it's boxy, a tiny dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Name that chain clean. Now the warfare chain. This is where Ableton Live 12 Roar shines, but you can use saturator if you want. Put Roar first. Try tube or shred mode. Drive can be big here, like 10 to 25 dB, because we're not using it full time, we're blending it. Before it gets fizzy and gross, use Roar's tone or filter section to low pass around 8 to 12 kHz. Set the mix somewhere like 30 to 60% to start. After Roar, add Redux. Set bit depth somewhere around 6 to 10 bits. And sample rate around 6 to 14 kHz. Don't stress the exact numbers. The point is you can automate that sample rate later to create that radio collapsing vibe. Then add auto filter. Low pass 24 dB slope. Resonance around 25 to 45%. Keep envelope subtle or off for now. We're going to automate cutoff manually during the performance. Then a compressor or glue again. As control after all that drive. Fast attack. Like 0.3 to 3 milliseconds. Release around 30 to 80 milliseconds, ratio 4 to 1, and aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. The purpose is not nice compression. The purpose is stopping the distortion chain from randomly punching you in the face. Then utility at the end. Width anywhere from 80 to 120%. But be careful. Distortion gets wide fast. And wide distortion can wreck mono compatibility and smear your punch. Name this chain warfare. Now, make this rack performable. Map some macros. You want at least warfare chain volumes so you can fade it in. Roar drive, filter cutoff, Redux sample rate, width, and some kind of dry wet blend approach. A good teacher style tip here. Keep clean present the whole time. If everything is warfare, nothing hits. The clean anchor is what makes the chaos feel powerful instead of just noisy. Next up, resampling. Create a new audio track and name it Resample Drums. Set audio from to the drums group. Post effects. Set monitoring to in so you can hear and print easily. Arm the track. Extra coach move. If you want to be really safe, make 2 print tracks. One that prints the drums group post effects. Call it print warfare. And another that prints your drums pre-FX. call it print clean. Later, if the resample loses punch, you can quietly blend the clean transients back in under the mangled audio. It's like having an escape hatch. One more practical safety: if you're about to do aggressive roar and redux moves, you can temporarily put a limiter at the very end of the drums group just while you perform, so you don't get brutal spikes. But don't let the limiter become the final sound. Once you've printed the audio, bypass or remove it and control peaks with clip gain and lighter compression so the resample still breathes. Now we set up our session view scenes. Make a 16-bar drum loop scene with your main groove. This is basically your drop drum pattern. Duplicate it so you have two scenes, one called Drop Drums Clean and one called Breakdown Warfare Perform. Here's the performance plan for the breakdown take. And yes, you should record multiple takes. Jungle is attitude. You want a few different flavors to choose from. Start recording. You can either record into arrangement in real time by hitting global record, launching the breakdown scene, and performing. Or you can record into clip slots on the resample drums track and pick the best clip later. Either way works. Now, your performance across the 16 bars, bars 1 to 4. Slowly fade in the warfare chain volume. Keep the filter cutoff fairly open. You're telling the listener, something's coming, but you're not wrecking the groove yet. Bars 5 to 8. Now we tighten the noose. Gradually lower the filter cutoff from around 10 kHz down toward 1.5 to 3 kHz. Increase roar drive a bit. And start nudging redux sample rate downward. That falling sample rate is pure tension, because it feels like the audio system is failing in real time. Bars 9 to 12. This is where you perform rhythm. Do quick filter chops, like cutoff pumps on 8th notes or 16th notes. Push the width briefly for a moment of whoa, then pull it back so it doesn't turn into a washy stereo mess. Bars 13 to 16. Band limit hard. Get the cutoff down around 500 Hz to 1.2 kHz. Raise resonance a bit. Make it feel claustrophobic and aggressive. And in the last bar, kill the warfare chain suddenly. Leave a tiny tail or a stutter, but the idea is to create that clean slam into the drop. Record 3 takes minimum. 5 takes if you're doing the full challenge. The reason is simple. The best jungle edits often come from one or two accidental moments that are too good to program. Once you've got a take you like, move to arrangement view. If you recorded an arrangement, it's already there. If you recorded clip takes, drag the best clip onto the timeline and place it where your breakdown lives. If you chopped it up already, consolidate so it's manageable. Command or Control J. Name it something like Warfare Breakdown Take 03. That name sounds small, but it changes your mindset. You're committing. You're building a record, not a science experiment. Now we edit, and this is where the professional part happens. First, warp mode. For gritty jungle edits, beats mode is usually the move. Preserve transients and set envelope around 20 to 40. That keeps the attack edges snappy. If you want a nasty smear for a moment, you can briefly use texture mode for one special transition, but don't leave it there for everything unless you want the drums to melt. Next, find a bite moment. Somewhere in that resample, there will be a bar where the distortion grabs in a satisfying way. When you find it, here's a huge alignment tip. Set 1.1.1 here on that moment, then consolidate a clean 1 to 4 bar loop from it. Now you have a stable chunk that's easy to re-edit without chasing timing drift. Now, machine gun edits. Grab a tiny slice, like a 16th note or 8th note, and duplicate it for a stutter. Add tiny fades to avoid clicks. If your repeats are popping or hitting weirdly, adjust clip gain on the loudest slice before you do more chopping. That one move can turn ugly stutters into clean, consistent retriggers. Reverse hits. Pick a snare or crash moment, duplicate it, reverse it, and place it leading into a downbeat. That reverse suck-in is a jungle staple because it creates forward pull without adding new drums. Now create your radio collapse moment near the end. Take a bar in the last two bars, and make it narrow and band limited. Put an EQ8 on the resample track and high pass around 150 to 250 Hz, low pass around 1 to 2 kHz. Then for half a bar, set utility width to 0%, basically mono. This is not just a cool effect, it's a contrast weapon. When the drop hits and your clean drums come back wide and full, the listener perceives it as bigger, even at the same volume. Optional spice. Pre-drop microsilence. Instead of doing a whole dramatic stop, remove just one 8th note, or even a 16th note, right before the drop downbeat. That tiny hole creates impact because it's rhythmic. It doesn't feel like the track broke, it feels like the track punched. And if you want one advanced jungle move without adding more devices, clip envelope stutters. Open the clip. Go to clip envelopes. choose volume and draw rapid mutes, like tiny 1/32 dips. It's super fast to audition. Once it feels right, you can consolidate and commit it. Now let's shape the 16-bar arc so it tells a story. A strong tension map is bars 1 to 4, recognizable groove, mild destruction, bars 5 to 8, clear narrowing and degradation trend, bars 9 to 12, obvious editing moment, stutters or reverses that scream, we're in breakdown mode, bars 13 to 16, minimal bandwidth, maybe a triplet ambush once, maybe that mono collapse, and then a clean, violent return to the drop. Quick warning, if any 4-bar block doesn't change the listener's expectation, it'll feel flat. Add one bold move. 1, not 5. Jungle is about a few decisive edits, not constant decoration.